So David HaMelech explains, V'Hashem b'etzeincha hemadta lehar yais, histarta panacha yisi nifal. But Hashem, it was only because of your favor that you gave me support to my ascent to power. When you hid yourself, I was overcome by fright. The Farish explains how grammatically hemadta means you granted support. B'etzeincha, because you've taken pleasure in my moral endeavors. David HaMelech recognizes that Hashem viewed his ascent to power with favor. But he himself says, I only found out, that only Ratzon Hashem, divine favor. And that really is the goal of the Beis HaMikdash, by the way, to find favor in Hashem's eyes. It's only this that will provide a firm foundation, and that's going to be essential to any progress I'm going to make. Histarta panecha, however, no longer did you find me worthy of your special care, and therefore my happy state immediately ended, and therefore I was overcome with fright. The word bahala, nivhal, is actually related to the word baal, to overpower. Hayisi nivhal is an inner sense of being overwhelmed. It's the feeling that a person has when they're expecting complete defeat on the hands of a power that threatens destruction to them. And it's at this point he realizes, Elecha Hashem Eka. This experience taught me to turn away from all of my superficial relationships and back to Hashem. Hashem is ever ready to grant a new future to those who seek it. V'al Hashem Eschana, by means of constant self-improvement, I endeavor to make myself worthy of Hashem as my master and of his chen, Eschana. It's amazing. David HaMelech realizes that relationships work both ways. That Hashem doesn't give freebies forever. Hashem wants us to have an awareness and a consciousness of Him. He wants us to improve ourselves. He wants us to grow. And therefore, it's about us transforming ourselves in order to maintain that worthiness of Hashem's bracha. Life is about growth. Life is about development. And therefore, from this place of despair, of bahala, of confusion, of being overwhelmed, David HaMelech realizes it's actually really up to him. I'm going to call out to you, Hashem. I'm going to find grace in your eyes because I'm going to make those changes in my life. What profit is there in my blood if I go down to the grave? I reminded myself that when Hashem sends us tzaras, He sends us challenges, He sends us sorrows. The purpose of the tzaras that Hashem sends us is not our death and destruction. No. The purpose of all of Hashem's ways always remains the same. It's for us to connect to Him. For us to engage in our avodas Hashem. That Hashem's truth be properly understood and broadcast. And therefore all of us will be resurrected to a physically and spiritually pure life. And therefore, when Hashem does have to do what He needs to do, the goal is still the same. The goal is our elevation. The goal is our growth. The goal is our closeness to Him. And David HaMelech can call out, Shema Hashem v'chanini. Hashem he'ozeli. Hashem hear me. Favor me. Be my helper. David HaMelech says, I look to Hashem Himself. He sent me the challenges. I therefore look to Him for new favor and new assistance. Chanan is the idea of mental talent. And Ezer is an aid for loyal achievement. David HaMelech asks for it. He realizes that his challenges are just a stimulus for greatness.